How well embedded is risk management in your organisation? Is it a day-to-day part of the business? What a burdensome add-on.
I think that probably depends on who you ask in the organisation. And I just wondered the extent to which there is a difference between what the board understands in terms of risk management and what frontline staff understand as risk management. Certainly within the Wales Audit Office, risk management is pretty well embedded. We have all the usual processes in terms of considering risk as part of individual projects, building that up into, from a financial audit point of view, practice-wide risks, and then that feeding into a corporate risk register that is reviewed regularly by the board. And I think what's often missing is that frontline staff may say, well, you know, risk management is a little bit of an irrelevance to us. It's all about big corporate decisions. When actually, risk management is what they're doing every day. They're considering the risks of certain actions that they take, mitigating those risks and moving the organisation forward. So I think it is fairly well embedded. I think when things do get well embedded, there is a risk that people become a bit complacent, people become a bit over-familiar, and I think there is a need to challenge and refresh the processes, not just the risks themselves, but the actual processes we use for providing risk management. We're currently doing that at the moment. We have a new statutory board who want to be assured on our risk management processes. So we are reviewing our own risk management processes now with a view to making them both suitable for the board and suitable for operational management. We don't want different processes and systems. It all has to fit together. It all has to work together to deliver the overall objectives. And taking one of the points about the well-being of future generations, I think as organisations have to start to look at long-term objectives for delivery, then risk management also has to take a long-term focus, because risk management has to be linked to the objectives of the organisation. And I think that's, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how that's going to work in terms of organisations taking 10, 20, 30-year views of things when they're very much based on an annual cycle of financing or a 3-4-year political administration cycle. So it's a huge cultural change, of which I think risk management can play an important part.
Anthony, thank you for that. Andy?
For me, that's hearing what Anthony's just been saying there is a really useful start point to the wider discussion. For those not familiar with it, Natural Resources Wales is a new organisation, only 18 months in, was a new organisation not formed out of three other ones, taking those cultures and policies. It's a new organisation from scratch. We've got a really interesting range of operations from a risk perspective. So we have legal duties around enforcement, the pollution incidents, where data tracking and the level of governance of information has to be incredibly high because it can be challenged in court. We also do really dangerous things like harvest timber in difficult places using big machinery that put lives at risk. We run things like mountain bike centres where the risk of things like falls from height is the reason that people go to those things to practice jumping tabletops, as well as the wider risks to Wales' communities and economies of things like Phytophthora, which is a disease that's affecting 5 million trees in Wales. So we have a really wide remit of risk. And I think Anthony's point about risk being something that means something in a similar way to the same story for the board, for the risk committees, for operational staff, and at a wider level around stakeholders and customers is a really important part of that. And for me, the most important piece is recognizing in some ways that whilst the risk processes that we've been using are rigorous, the level they are, they do not take into account the wider picture and the wider basket of things we need to be taking notice of. And for people in the position of risk, it's okay to not know the answers, because we are stepping into unfamiliar territory where nowhere else in the world has got this yet. And so perhaps our biggest challenge is to not only take on board the risk perspectives that we've got, and I'm really encouraged by what Natural Resources Wales are doing. I haven't seen what internal audit is like elsewhere, but it feels like internal audit is a really strong part of the team, giving us advice on what's going on, where potential risks are. And that assures me as a board member we're doing the right thing, and then not seen as being people who pop out of a cupboard periodically with kind of dust-covered reports that no one reads. So for us, risk is very much an active part of running the business. The challenge is to work out how we make that a more mature approach to take those much, much bigger patterns around health, around obesity, around exercise, around well-being into account.
Andy, thank you. Keely, on behalf of SIPFA, what would your remarks be in relation to this question?
I'm not going to answer this question as to how well embedded risk management is within SIPFA. I'm sure there are SIPFA members listening in at the moment who would like me to answer that question, but I'm actually just going to make a few comments about you know, how well embedded it should be in your organisation for the people who are listening in at the moment. I mean, I suppose it's a leading question. Is it a day-to-day part of the business or a burdensome add-on? If anybody listening in thinks it's a burdensome add-on, I'd be quite concerned, and I think that they would hopefully be quite concerned as well if that's the case. I mean, clearly risk management has to be closely aligned with your organisation's strategic objectives. So you shouldn't think it's an add-on. You should think it's just part and parcel of the everyday operations of your organisation. You need to make sure, obviously, that the tone from the top is correct. So the leadership team should be showing clear ownership of their risk management, what's their risk appetite, what's the risk profile of the organisation. I mean, risk management is something that should be embedded throughout the organisation, which I'm sure you all know in theory, but it's sometimes hard to put into practice. As Andy's just mentioned, I mean, there's a role for internal audit here to add value. I mean, it's part of the definition of internal audit that it's an independent and objective assurance activity which should help the organisation to achieve its objectives, especially and improving the effectiveness of risk management processes. So risk management is something that's key for everybody within the organisation, but internal audit does have a specific role to play. It needs proactive involvement, though, of managers, budget managers. It's not down to internal audit to run your risk management, to run the processes within your organisation. They can help to improve them, and internal audit often have a good overview of what's going on within an organisation that you can tap into if you're management or if you are a member of an audit committee or board. Then use internal audit to help you with your risk management processes if you don't think that it's well embedded within your organisation. I mean, nowadays we see, I come across quite a few conflicts where you have a head of internal audit who's also in charge of risk management, and there are specific conflicts of interest that have to be managed there. But use your internal auditors if you don't think it's well embedded within your organisation. You know, it should be part of the strategic planning and financial planning and performance management that goes on day to day within your organisation, and it should just be part of your culture without it feeling burdensome.
Keely, thank you. Anne? Thank you. Within Conway, just to give some context, our journey in terms of risk management started about 9 years ago when we had a period of internal governance review, and that was quite fundamental in terms of changing the culture towards governance as a whole within the organisation. I think what we've learned over the last 9 years is just how important it is to make risk integral to everything that we do. So it's been quite interesting talking to other organisations who perhaps have a risk role sitting in finance or sitting in IT, which feels a bit strange to me. It's very much integral to our performance management arrangements within Conway. And it starts from a grassroots perspective, so the risk will come through the organisation from the front line, sharing their views as to what they feel we should be focusing on. And one of the things that we've changed over the last couple of years is linking it to our corporate priorities. So Anthony mentioned about the longer term view. Well, all our risks are now aligned to our citizen outcomes, which sit within our community plan up to 2025. So we have all our lists aligned to things such as health and well-being and other areas of citizen outcomes. And that's allowed us to have a bigger picture, really, of where are there operational risks which could either negatively or positively affect our work towards those citizens' outcomes. The other thing that we've done is make sure that there's clear ownership around our risks. So every risk has a lead officer, but not just an operational level. They're also linked to our strategic directors and, very importantly, to our elected members. So it's very clear as to which portfolio those risks are linked to and which strategic director is taking overall responsibility. And I think another important point that's been raised this morning is around the challenge not to get complacent. We're quite pleased with how our system works, but of course there's room for improvement. So we do invite WAO and KPMG to come in and meet with us regularly, and boy, they do give us challenge to our risks and also come up with some suggestions themselves. And that really helps us to do an annual review of our process to say, well, have we got it right? Is there something out there that we could look at that could improve this process? And as part of that learning experience,